that even relates, but we're excited to have Justin Romine here with us, and some of you may have met him in prayer meetings or some meetings we've had this week, but we told you we've been praying for him. We've actually put his picture up before you before, and we have a picture of his family. Can you tell us who that is?
Yeah. Hey, everybody. My name is Justin. This is my family. That's my wife, Kristen. We have three awesome children. Hannah is a little three-year-old at the bottom, and then Samuel, named after, obviously, the biblical character.
Oh, okay.
One and a half, and then little Elizabeth, who's 5-6 months.
Excellent. How old are you?
I'm 28.
28, awesome. So tell us what you're doing, buddy.
Yeah, in October, leading up to October, this past October, God had called my family and I and a team of us to move to Portland, Oregon. There's a team of 8 of us, and there's a team of 10 actually there in Portland. And we just really believed that God wanted to see deliverance in the lives of the people in Portland. People living under the weight of darkness, wanted to see them reconciled to Jesus Christ in a right relationship with him, and ultimately redeeming the area, seeing God's redemption touch the whole Portland area. So we moved into East Portland, a place, if you go a couple pictures, this is Portland. It's a beautiful place. A lot of people love it. A lot of hipsters, if you're into that stuff. But we live in East Portland. If you go to the next one, our apartment's there. And as you can see, it's just littered with apartment complex after apartment complex, and then just darkness, sin, sex shops, strip clubs, halal markets, mosques. It's a heavily populated Muslim area. And so we moved there just knowing, trusting, believing that God was going to do a work in that community and that he was going to transform people's lives. So that's our mission. We're trying to join God in that, believing that that's what he's doing.
So 6 days a week they go out. Most of them have jobs, and as we all do, and 6 days a week they go out and pray and look for divine appointments and share the gospel as the Lord, build friendships, and are reaching out in an area that does not have much of the kingdom of God in it. And we love, love, love these guys. He's also here and spent some time at We Wednesday sharing with 18 through 24-year-olds about an opportunity this summer.
Yeah, so my other assignment with the Keystone Project is an internship where we train, we equip college-age students, young adults, ages 18 to 25, kind of in this avenue of living a kingdom life, disciple-making. What does it look like to go and make disciples of all nations in your everyday context? So in Keystone, South Dakota, there's Mount Rushmore. I think you can see it in that picture. It's off in the distance, so you probably can't. Many, many, many people come, not only tourists, but internationals from many different nations come, and they come there to work. So what I have the privilege of doing is recruiting students to come out and work as well, who just so happen to love Jesus, are passionate about Jesus, and the two worlds collide. And we want to see those people's, the international students' lives transformed, as well as the college students who are learning how to share their faith, how to mission, how to share the gospel.
And just to bring clarity, Keystone is a town 9 months, it's about 300 people. But for 3 months, the summer, multi-thousands of people, you know, come through in tourism. And what he's talking about is that there are international students who come and work in restaurants and hotels, and they're there resident, and they've got an amazing opportunity. Hardly any of them, if none, are believers. And so they got this amazing opportunity to take kids on mission internationally as well as just nationally and to do a lot of ministry together.
Yeah, it's a cool opportunity because a lot of these people are coming from what we would call unreached peoples, from China, from Turkey, where they've never heard the gospel. Some of them have never even heard of Jesus. And we have the opportunity to not only share that with them, but to seek to be Christ and to live it out in their midst. It's a really communal town. It's a small town.
And there's always an awesome thing when we invest in a disciple. Someone getting born again, they go back to their neighborhood and family groups and can share the gospel. This has the unique opportunity of not only having that, but them living in places where the gospel's not prospering, is not there. So you're basically, they're trying to train people not only to get saved, but to be disciples who make disciples. And so it's kind of a cool little base and an amazing ministry to get in teenagers and young 20s hearts. Yeah. Tell us a little bit about specifically. When's it start? How much it cost? What's it take?
Okay, yeah. So it starts mid-May to mid-August, kind of the summer season. We ask for $500 up front to just cover all of the upfront expenses for the first couple weeks, actually a month. You won't be getting a paycheck because you're going to be in training, kind of an intensive training. And then even when you start work, you don't get a paycheck until 2 weeks later, typically. So that $500, it will cover all your food, all your expenses up front, and then you start to get paid. So it is a paid internship.
Working at the hotel.
Working at a hotel, yeah. Just learning how to, you know, be a front desk receptionist or be a housekeeper, but still have the mentality that today I exist to glorify God. We get to do it in kind of a holistic atmosphere, which is a lot of fun. And then it ends. We have a graduation, kind of a formal thing on mid-August, and then we send them off with the hope and the prayer and the faith that Jesus is going to use those people in their communities. So partnering with Sam, partnering with you guys, knowing that, you know, maybe there may be some students here who might be interested in something in this, it brings me great peace, great joy to know that they would come back here with a community that is on fire doing this stuff and continuing to spur one another on. Amen. In this type of mission.
So they would go with $500. If they get accepted, they're going to come home with $2,000 to $3,000, working 30 to 40 hours in this, what is a luxury hotel, with a team of people who are believers while you're ministering on the job. It's an amazing thing. Then you get intensive teaching. You'll be mentored by one of the staff personally and be discipled, and you'll come home with, again, more money than you went with, if you can steward that well. And you will have been taught some things that we're hoping you'll come back and do some amazing things here. So it's a great, great opportunity. We're just thankful. We love Justin. We trust him. Trust the Keystone Project and all they do up there. Jonathan and I have been there 6 times, training internationals, partnering in ministry with them. It's a great, safe, wonderful, beautiful place up there. So we would encourage you, if you're 18 to 24, to consider this. And I know they only have certain few slots ready for it. And Justin will say, and I'm going to say it for him, and says he's not a salesman. He's not going to try to push people to go. But he wants the Spirit to mark hearts. And so that being the case, I was going to ask him just to pray a prayer over us and over those that might be in this room that might feel that weight and call and compelling to at least know more about this, because we can get that information to you. We'll have these pamphlets on the back that kind of tell and give you some information about it. But Justin, won't you pray over that and ask the Spirit to mark people?
Yeah, thank you. Well, Lord Jesus, God, I thank you for this opportunity to be here. And God, your kingdom, God, your glory is so great. And it spans the ends of the earth. And yes. God, you give us the privilege, the opportunity to be a part of that. And to be a part of your work here on this earth of redeeming this world for your purposes, for your glory and for your honor. And God, there may be some people here or people even not here. God, we ask that you would bring those that you've called and that you've prepared,
yes,
to be a part of this work. And it would be about your kingdom, God. Mm-hmm. It wouldn't be about Keystone or Kansas or,
yeah,
or wherever, God. It would be about your kingdom,
yes,
coming here on this earth. And we would be obedient to wherever that call might be. God, even if there's people here who are feeling called to other ministries, other things, God, bless them in that, and may they be fruitful and multiply there. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thanks, buddy. You can lay that back there. Thank you for hearing that, and pray. And if there's someone not in this room, you feel like needs to know that, please let us know. We want to partner with Justin, and if you feel the weight on you, we want to help you. Before, really quick, I want to share.